Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, farmers and landowners today have been highlighting concerns around compulsory purchase orders for the development of greenways as many travelled from across Ireland to protest outside Leinster House. It was as a joint Oireachtas Transport Committee met to hear contributions on the issue today. John Joe Fitzgerald is the National Vice President of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. Cathal Crowe, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Clare and a member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. And Damien O'Tuma, who's the National Cycling Coordinator for Irish Cycling Campaign, all join me in the studio now to discuss. I'm going to come to you first, John Joe, because it's actually difficult to get a sense of how many CPOs are being used in Ireland to develop greenways. What's your sense of how widespread this practice is?
It's very widespread, I suppose, is the way to describe it. And from a farmer's point of view, and especially a family farmer's point of view and a rural dweller's, when you know that there's a greenway being mentioned that's going to come your direction, the fright, I suppose, farmers get and family farmers get over that. It's not right, do you know? At the end of the day, we can deliver greenways without CPO. And if the TII and council officials would go down the road and speak properly to farms, farm families and landowners, it could be developed a lot quicker and a lot easier than having this threat of CPO hanging over your head.
You are from Kerry yourself.
Yes.
And there is a greenway down there in development. And there were multiple CPO orders issued in order to facilitate that greenway.
There was. I was in at the beginning of that. I suppose I was part of another farming organisation at the time. And I suppose one of the first meetings that happened between council officials and landowners, the landowners and farmers were looking for a certain amount, maybe extra gates, walkways, underways, underpassages and stuff. And they were blatantly told, no, you're not getting what you want. And we're going to CPO your land, whether you like it or not. So basically, that threw the cat amongst the pigeons, I suppose, from the start. And it was a very wrong approach. Because mentioning CPOs to farmers, it's like having Cromwell back in this country again. And that's the fear we have with CPOs. Like our forefathers fought for this country to have our land and that we'd have the freedom, you know, of owning property and stuff. And for the likes of us to see this hanging over us, and especially I was down in Ballyhassig there in Cork lately on a meeting. There was 400 people inside in the room. And the fear that was amongst the family farms inside that night, and it was, I just looked around the room at one stage, there was kids in the back of the hall crying because they could see the pressure and the torment that their parents were facing with the CPO.
But the code of best practice when it comes to these greenways is that CPOs need to be used as a last resort when all other routes and other options have been exhausted.
Well, we're hearing that quite a lot, and that's one of the big things that came up today in the Oireachtas Committee. Now, you take the Cork City to Kinsale Greenway there. The first the farmers knew about it is when they got letters through the post and there was supposed to be consultations. There was no consultation. There was a tick-the-box exercise hanging down there. Council officials never walked the path. Basically, if you look at it, they took a line from A to B on maps on probably some official sitting at their desk and said, we're going to go that direction. And they followed the old railway tracks, then part of it. But those people must understand those railway tracks were bought back by farmers in the early 80s. It's part of their farm now, and it's privately owned. And there was no discussions, no nothing. And the first,
are you trying to say that the first thing that they heard was a CPO letter coming in their door?
Not a CPO letter, but the threat of CPO. You got the letter to say that this is the best route or the preferred route for this greenway to go through. And we know from experience in Kerry, the CPO is the next option. That's what we were told after they're receiving their letters and going through that thing. So the threat of CPO is worse to family farms, and especially now coming into Christmas. This is lingering. It's hanging over them. Nobody knows where they're going to stand with it. And it's wrong. And this is day and age. What's wrong with, you know, we're a modern country in Europe, which we're thought very highly of. And we're having this fear hanging over family farms.
Let me just bring in Damien there, because obviously cycling advocates often highlight that greenways are key to rural tourism, to sustainable travel. They offer safer routes for those who would like to enjoy them. But how do you respond to what John Joe was saying there, that farmers are saying this is actually just being forced on us?
Good afternoon, everyone. I was listening carefully there to John Joe. Look, we're very much in favour of seeing more greenways built around the country. And our preference, of course, is that, you know, you use the state lands as much as possible, land belonging to councils, Quilcha, Borden na Mona, and then, you know, and then the next phase will be, you know, trying to figure out the routes which are most amenable to those with private land. So, you know, I totally agree that the idea of CPOs should be the last resort. I think the point that hasn't been made, though, I listened to some of the Transport Committee today, and the point that didn't really come up is that greenways are essential infrastructure in that they're part of our health infrastructure. There's so many rural roads in Ireland where it's simply unsafe to walk or cycle, and we see it in the statistics of more and more elderly people, in particular younger people, being killed on the roads. And Ireland has the third worst in Europe when it comes to the change in the number of road deaths since 2019. So we're doing really badly in public health. We're doing really badly in terms of the danger on the roads. We have sat-navs bringing tourists down ever tiny rural roads, which is also a problem. So I think we need to think of greenways as part of our health infrastructure. It allows people to get out there, get some fresh air. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. And that's the bit I didn't really hear today. And, you know, John Joe mentioned fear there, and I absolutely hear what he's saying. The fear of being run over on Irish rural roads is astonishing. I'd be scared to see my young cousins out on the rural roads. And that's why the greenways is so important, to link one town to another, cities to villages, GA grounds to hotels, to B&Bs, train and bus stations, local amenities. And without those safe routes, you're just not going to get people, you know, integrating active travel into their lives. And that's the bit, that's the argument that I kind of missed today in the Dáil.
Okay, let me put that argument back to you, John Joe. They're part of the health infrastructure in this country. We have the third worst outcomes in Europe when it comes to changes in road deaths. And nobody other than cyclists will understand the fear that you will have if you're out trying to use our roads without having the protected structures of those greenways in place.
Well, I would agree with him. And the first thing I'd say, we're not against greenways. Greenways can be delivered on public land. They can be delivered on roads, rural roads. If they widen the roads, put a footpath in there, put a bicycle lane in there, people would be happy with it. But don't go through family farms and make them unviable. You know, we all need to get out in the air. I'm from a hill farm myself. We welcome walkers and everything else. There's a lot of open space there and stuff. This can be delivered on public land, on roadways, bohereens and stuff, as we call them throughout Ireland. Widen the roads, put a footpath in there, put a bicycle lane in there, and that'll keep everybody happy.
Cathal, let me bring you in there. Whose side are you taking in all of this?
Well, look, greenways are, there's certainly something we want in each county, and I'm advocating for a few of my own county. But look, I have to say, as well as being a TDI farm, there's a lot of rural TDs in the county who are from farming backgrounds, and I would be very defensive of the farming community and their right to farm and not to have CPOs imposed on them. Greenways are the right thing to do, but a CPO is the wrong way to go about it. I can tell you in County Clare at the moment, there's very protracted negotiations going on. The IFA are involved, or County Council, along the Cliffs of Moher, Cliff Walk. And I was speaking to one of the farmers there recently, and I would have felt that given that the Cliffs of Moher is worth, I think, 20 million per annum to the Irish economy, that surely he was getting a reasonably lucrative slice of cake. Not so. pittance. And I think in the first instance, if you want agreement from landowners, you make sure that the agreement is good. It's made in good faith at the beginning. You begin softly. You meet them on site. You don't just draw a line on the map. You
but
don't
that's,
threaten
that's, Cahill, that's and, what the Code and, of Best Practice says. It's to be used as a last resort. And I'm sure any of those involved in developing those greenways would say, look, we're only going to CPOs when we feel all communication is exhausted. This is, as John Joe says, the preferred route. And in order to bring in this greenway, we're going to have to bring in the CPO.
Yeah, but what I'm, yes, correct, and that is what the code says, but what I'm hearing today, certainly from the farmers we would have met outside Leinster House and those that came before the Oireachtas Transport Committee, of which I'm a member, they were saying that, yes, that is last resort, but the correspondence they received, or certainly the interactions they would have had with officials, was that they went to point of escalation day one, that this didn't start as a soft negotiation. Indeed, some of them, this was a worry to me now, because this is taxpayers funded. They said that in some instances, no one had even come on their land. There was a line drawn on the map and presented to them. So I think that's fundamentally wrong. In the first instance, you should contact a landowner, agree a mutual time with him or her to walk the land, to discuss a route. But there were some things I heard then, just to get balance.
And if they refuse, what are they meant to do?
If they refuse, I mean, you go back to negotiate. And I can tell you in the Cliffs of Moher situation, I can see it being resolved. But that's because the negotiation, they've had to reset it many times. I think you need to pay people appropriately. It's very hard for a farmer to hear in his local radio station that such and such a greenway could be worth 20 million to the local economy. And yet, you know, he's not been treated so well. He's not been offered a good settlement. So I think if you negotiate properly and if you settle properly, if you compensate properly, in most instances, you will get agreement. I did hear today suggestions that, you know, you should only deal with state land. Realistically, I don't think that's viable. That just simply isn't viable because, yes, there's large tracts of land owned by Quilch and Bord na Mona, but it isn't realistic to say this can only be state lands. We do need to keep a negotiating position. It is important infrastructure. And where greenways have happened, and there aren't enough of them, but where they have happened, they've been a success. My concern, though, as well, and I said this today, is that there's a huge amount of greenways already negotiated. They have the agreement reached with landowners, but they're not building them. I think that should be the negotiation. That should be the start. Certain point as opposed to protracted arguments.
Part of the difficulty that we are seeing in this country, Cahill, time and time again, when it comes to putting infrastructure in place, whether that is housing, whether that is water, whether that is our road network or indeed greenways, is that all politics in this country is local, and something like a greenway is suggested and a single individual or a small group of farmers or landowners protest and that's it. That's where the politicians side. They don't think of the bigger picture here.
No, I wouldn't agree. And I don't think anyone's saying kill off projects. I think everyone I heard today would like to see greenways to progress in some fashion. But what I'm really saying is the framework specifies a course of action from low-level negotiation all the way to the last case resort of compulsory purchase order. But the instances I've had presented to me today pointed to a total escalation day one. And that is not the way to get anyone, be they homeowner, landowner or whatever. You will not get someone to the table if you go in with blunt instruments. And I think we need to slow down a bit, get agreement from farmers. And they're reasonable people. Most farmers are actually very eco-friendly. They want tourism to thrive. They want their communities to succeed. But negotiate the right way and you'll probably see a lot more of these developed. But
all
the
right,
ones
let me
that
bring
are,
Damien
agreed
back in
are not
there.
Being built.
Is that the problem here, you think, that we need more of a partnership model here than a confrontational model? Would you agree with that, Damien?
Look, partnership models are always much better. You want the community behind it. A good greenway, you know, it'll have that recreational part, it'll have that economic part, it'll be connecting up with schools and GA grounds and rugby grounds or whatever sports grounds are in the area. So the more community that's behind it is the better, absolutely. But it's looking at Kilmac Thomas, looking at Newport and Mulroney, you know, looking at the Limerick Greenway look at how successful they have been and how delighted the community are with it. And absolutely, look, you have the code of practice there for the national and regional greenways. You know, you're working off that as your framework. And look, if there needs to be tweaks to it, or whatever would enhance the operation of it, I think actually there's a lot of agreement on the call here. You're not going to connect up every town to another town just using state land. There will need to be private lands, and the process around that, it may need to be enhanced. But I think there's a lot of agreement. Everyone on the call here realises that, you know, more greenways around the country, it's a win-win for everyone, economically, socially, environmentally, and public health-wise.
So what do you say to that, John Joe? Look, there are going to be instances where there's going to have to be private land used, whether that's private landowners or from farmers, both Cathal and Damien suggesting that.
Well, that can be delivered in that in private land. But instead of going through the middle of somebody's farm, move it off to the side of a farm. It's like a lot of people prefer, if you have a sort of a zigzag, what you call it, walk or a bicycle lane, because people see different things. So instead of going through the middle of a farm, maybe keep it off to the side. And as I say, between the side of a road there, and do it properly. But take the, what you call, the CPO off the table, speak to each other. Don't do like what happened down in Kerry, go in like with the gun basically to people's head and then expect that you're going to deliver this. Okay. The divide and conquer never works.
Very briefly, Cathal, will the CPO be taken off the table?
Well, the TII today ruled out that it wouldn't. I'm not so
but
much
your own position.
Yeah, my own position is, look, if it was the mechanism of last resort, I have no massive issue with that. But what I'm seeing today, and it was made abundantly clear to us, is that in some instances, it's been used as the instrument of first resort. And that certainly was never what was intended. That gets people's backs up and it makes sure that greenways are further away from being delivered than actually becoming the reality that we need them to be.
Okay, Damien O'Toole, Cathal Crowe and John Joe Fitzgerald, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.